95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We found out something else about each other is exactly the same. We were little vandals. Well, you say some of it was on accident.
I think we probably knew that.
I suppose.
Though.
We just never discussed it.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about parenting bad children.
Right.
And then today I was thinking about how many problems I caused.
Right.
And that my dad told me, and maybe he was making it up. I don't know. Mm. I believed him.
Right.
That the home insurance would no longer cover me for breaking windows. Because I broke so many windows.
Oft on purpose, sometimes by accident, neighbors.
I'm honestly most of the time by accident.
Really?
But I was a wrecking ball for glass.
You probably thought it was hilarious though, right?
Yeah, I mean, other than I didn't want to get in trouble.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a big fear.
But, the insurance would not cover me anymore for that.
I loved breaking windows. I had a thing about it. It was bad.
I didn't love it. I just wasn't paying attention
enough.
No, but
you did, even though it was an accident. That sound at first.
Yeah, the sound is pretty cool.
And then the fear of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was always part of it. Part of the deal. I never pretended it was an accident, though.
It was an accident.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying I was pretending.
No, I know. Whoops,
thank you.
There goes that orange.
Oh, shut up.
Oops, there goes that brick.
In Florida, there's an iguana in a toilet. That's
all. Oh, man. What? No.
That's all.
Make it stop.
Saying that.
Nope.
Mountain Dew is coming out with an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, sweet.
Alcoholic Mountain Dew.
You don't have to bother mixing. I can't mix it. I'm too drunk. Get that one that's already got it in it.
Perfect. But don't you drink Mountain Dew specifically for the caffeine?
Yeah, sure. So it'll wake your ass up so you know that you're drunk.
So that then you can drink and...
Yeah, I drink coffee with my booze sometimes.
Wake
my ass up. Yeah.
Is it okay to ask people if they're vaccinated?
Like just random people on the street?
Excuse me, sir.
No.
Oh.
But... Like, for example, I was at the Galaxy game on Sunday, and people were taking pictures, and they would say, can you take off your mask? And I would say, are you vaccinated? And then I would watch them very closely.
That's you.
Because I know I know body language enough from playing poker that if they look away or if they say, or whatever, that means they're lying and I'm just going to keep it on.
Right.
But if they looked me right in the eye and said yes, I would go, all right, take it down, take a picture, put it back up.
Sure,
So is it okay to ask people? Is it okay to ask people to work?
Yeah, why not?
If they've been vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people disagree with you.
I know. Well, that's I'm always finding that to be the case. Yeah. Whatever.
And a guy shot himself in the balls with a nail gun.
Boom!
So that happened.
Oh!
We may do this topic more than any other over the course of time, which is embarrassing ways you hurt yourself.
We love to hear about that.
That is quite fun.
We'll talk about that later today.
So we're going to do that as well today on 95.5. KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
David Eggerson.
Huh?
I have no idea.
What just happened?
I was going to say David Eric Grohl, and it just came out like Jed the Fish.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Help.
We need to get a moment with right
there. Yeah, where's my pills?
I don't know what that meant.
I need
somebody
my
get
pills.
Daddy his pills.
Speaking of... Mountain Dew?
Oh, you want some beer now?
Yes.
The Boston Beer Company and PepsiCo today announced plans to enter a business collaboration to produce hard Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea.
It's an alcoholic beverage with an alcohol by volume of about 5%, which is roughly average of a beer.
Yeah.
So you're going to drink Mountain Dew, but it's going to have some alcohol in it.
That's going to get a little kick in the ass. That stuff has a nice boost of caffeine. Same amount of caffeine, I guess.
I would assume so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say anything about less changing either of the products, just that they were going to add alcohol to it.
But you throw in a little vodka as well, and you really got something going then.
Are you trying to throw up?
Sure. We're not leaving until we're heaving. Come on.
But this is my thing, is like it seems like there's enough alcohol, no?
In the world already? Yeah.
I don't know. You could get alcohol.
And put it in anything, pretty
sure.
much. Yeah, yeah. Well,
and
you
can get 1,000 different types of beer.
Sure. Yeah, we were talking about the pretend products that have weed in them and how some of like Skittles are getting upset that they are basically using their logo. And I think it's awesome. I mean, I think the more branching out into that sort of stuff that
Meaning
all these
there
products
should
do,
be Skittles with weed.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it'll be happening in 25 years. They'll be like, oh, all right, it's been
around long
enough. Nobody
from the gummy world is opposing things yet.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But you know.
Beer and Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew gives you a kick of
caffeine.
Caffeine.
Yeah, totally. Big one.
And then beer sort of brings you down a little.
Yeah, you got to rev it and bring it down. You know, I mean, to me, weirdly, this is stupid. I always like an upper with a downer, whatever it may be.
Right.
Because it's sort of like creating your own fake normalcy because you have your
fake normalcy.
Yeah, you're almost putting yourself in your own.
So you don't want to go too far the other way.
Right.
You want to stay even keeled, but at a higher level.
Yeah, exactly. Slightly
altered.
So you
drink the Mountain Dew, you have a little bit of caffeine, you drink. Okay. It has alcohol in it. Yep. Brings you back down a little.
Maybe smoke a little weed along with it. You know, just even it all. I always drink and smoke at the same time. Always.
Do you?
Yeah.
This sounds like something we should try.
Yeah.
On
okay.
the air.
Okay.
Sounds like
not
we should
opposed.
Do a, we should do a show on hard Mountain Dew.
Done deal. Key. French fries and hard Mountain Dew. Key.
Key. Yowza. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find this little kid when you sent him to me today?
I'm not sure. My wife saw it. It's been making the rounds. It's all over Twitter. It's just so damn funny, isn't it?
This little kid, how old would you guess he is?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
2.5, 3, something like that. He's pretty little.
Yeah.
He's got just the brutal.
He wouldn't be able to talk.
Oh, maybe
so. Maybe 5?
I mean, it's whatever, somewhere
who
in there.
Cares?
4, yeah.
He's a kid that shouldn't be saying this word.
In Britain, with this unbelievably cute accent.
Yeah, oh. A f***ing goat outside.
It's just a goat.
No. It's a f***ing goat.
And so the mom starts laughing at
him. There's
the
a goat outside of their window.
In their garden.
And he points outside to it and says, it's an effing goat. And his mom laughs and says, no.
It's just a goat.
Just a goat.
And he's like,
and then he corrects her.
No.
Listen.
A fucking goat outside.
It's just a goat.
No. It's a fucking goat.
So who in the family saw it out there? Hey, there's a bleeping goat out there.
Dad.
Yeah,
you
right?
know Dad was the one that taught him that word.
I hope he, I mean, there's no way. Clearly, he's not in trouble. She's laughing.
There are a lot of times as a parent when your kids do something that's hilarious.
Sure.
And you know you shouldn't laugh, but it's hilarious.
Yes. A friend of mine got in trouble one time for saying Mickey piece of cheese to her parents. And
what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, clearly she had heard one of her sisters say, you know, effing piece of
ass.
But then they got caught and they told her, no, I said Mickey piece of cheese. So when she said it to her parents, she got in trouble because of intent. She knew it was wrong. Yeah.
You can't get somebody in trouble for intent.
I know. Especially when you're little and it's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Oh, Mickey piece of cheese.
What did you say?
I said Mickey piece of cheese.
I told my kids if they ever got in trouble and went to jail,
yeah,
I would bail them out if I found it funny. But if
that's
I,
the condition.
But if I didn't find it funny, they'd stay there.
Oh, my God. We go
so
back
maybe
in time.
I'm not a great parent.
No. Go back in time and you be my parent because I was basically told you throw your ass out of the house. Don't come back.
I love that little
goat outside.
It's just a goat.
No. It's a fucking goat.
Wants to make sure she understands. He heard it right. What's wrong with her?
She's the one with the problem.
Yeah, it's a very special goat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I heard it.
I'm like, well, that's nice. 95.5.
That's different.
That's old school.
Just trying to change things up
sure.
a bit.
Sure. What the hell?
Or it was accidentally the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you know.
Is it okay to ask people if they've been vaccinated?
You mean just run up to someone on the street? Hello, have you been vaccinated?
No, but for example, there was an NFL press conference for the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their quarterbacks is Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
And a reporter said, have you been vaccinated?
Perfectly legitimate question in that situation, I would think.
Cam Newton said, it's too personal to discuss.
That doesn't make it. Well, then no. The answer is no.
It's clearly. All I'll say about that.
That has to be his answer is no.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
Because if it was yes, you'd say yes.
So you're like, yeah, man, whatever. That's weird.
And it's
personal. How is it personal? I don't get that.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I pretend I don't get that.
That's the thing that people who don't want to get vaccinated don't care about or understand, one or the other. And that's that your behavior can make other people sick.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So Cam Newton, as an NFL quarterback, could get other people on the team sick, and they would have to forfeit a game.
I know, that's crazy.
Which is a lot of money.
Forfeit a game, and then they have to pay the other team all the if they can't reschedule in the normal season. I mean, that is a hard line right there.
This is not something that is too personal to talk about.
Right, exactly. It's a legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question, yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah. If you're playing in a sports team, and last year there were several cancellations where the team had a couple of people or whatever. They ended up being positive. Mm-hmm. They ended up having to forfeit.
I just want to get this done and get on with it. Get back to stuff, you know? Just squish this thing. I mean, polio was. Vaccination.
Most people do.
Yeah, well, but most people know that it's not fake. Knowing some people who have died myself, I know it's not blown out of proportion. I know it's not fake.
Here's my thing. Worst case scenario thing. Mm-hmm. So worst case scenario. You get COVID because you're unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. You can pass that along.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of the worst case scenarios in that situation is someone could die.
Yep.
Especially a parent or somebody older.
Keeps happening a lot. Still.
Worst case scenario of getting vaccinated is it hurts for a couple days.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's all the weird, and a lot of people are waiting for the FDA approval.
Sure.
Which, whatever. I mean, that's fine.
Instead of it being an emergency approval, making it a regular approval, you mean?
That's what they're moving towards. It's getting closer to happening. A full approval,
but
apparently.
It's too personal to discuss.
That doesn't make sense to me.
That's nonsense.
No, that's like, what do you like to do in the sack? That's too personal, even in that situation.
But it also has nothing to do with him being a quarterback in an NFL football team.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of hard to find a...
Another, I don't understand how it's too personal. I don't get that at all.
Yeah. No,
I'm fine asking people if they've been vaccinated because it's an important question.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you know, like, you know, we're going to throw another massive blowout party this weekend like we are wont to do. I don't know what I'm talking about. And people want to come over and everybody would like to be mask free. I would certainly ask them, I mean, are you vaccinated?
You'd have them prove it to you. If they were going to be mask free.
Yeah, it depends on whether I knew them, how well I knew them, or whether I believed them. But yeah, if we were going to a big, serious...
Agreed.
Yeah,
of course. A lot of...
Passport thing is fine with me. No problem. If you want to make that your way of admittance that you have to prove...
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine with that.
Yeah. And then if you fake it...
Oh, no, it's one step away from having a dictator. Shut the
F really?
Up.
Have you ever been in Nazi Germany back in the day? Slightly different. A little bit worse.
You have to have proof that you had a shot. That's very, very different than your different race and must be killed.
And how many... Thank you.
I mean, come on.
How many months ago was it, too? We were talking about how easy it's going to be to fake those little cards and stuff, the proving you have...
I haven't seen a lot of that
happening. No, it's
a lot of stories.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, then, you have this party, and then you find out, it gets passed around. No, it gets passed around because someone comes in, with a fake card. And they're the ones who brought it in. We're not going to be very happy with you.
No, agreed. But do you know who it is in that instance?
Well, there's only, probably.
You probably do.
Probably.
Your parties at your house are like three people.
And
tops.
Two of those are dolls. They're not real humans.
And your dogs as well.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So is it too personal a question to ask?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Is it too personal to ask?
Under the right circumstances, with reason, not just randomly, hey, Joe.
Who's Joe?
I don't know. Some dude.
Random guy.
Yeah,
okay.
some dude Jimi Hendrix sang about one time, I guess.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Still to come in the next hour, a guy shot himself in the balls with a nail gun.
That's always fun.
And your stories of embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself. Right now, we're asking, is it too personal a question to ask if someone is vaccinated?
And this came out of the NFL press conference the other day.
Yeah, Cam Newton from the New England Patriots said it's too personal to discuss. I'll just say that.
Right. So what about you? How do you feel?
Hey, I'm listening to you guys talk about the people that aren't admitting that they've been vaccinated.
Yes.
And I'm thinking you guys just haven't educated yourself on the concept yet. People do die from the vaccines. People that get vaccinated do get COVID. The COVID vaccine doesn't do any good against the Delta variant. So why is it so important that you know somebody else is vaccinated?
Two of those things you said are absolutely untrue.
Where did you get your doctorate degree?
Yeah.
I don't need a doctor.
Thanks for calling. Everybody has an opinion, but that doesn't mean that it has any like value.
When like 99% of scientists and doctors agree,
yeah.
I don't care what
Let's
you think.
Let's go with 80%. Let's say 70% did. Hey, what the hell was that noise? This is another gentleman, and I think I know who it is.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Oh, now he's quiet. All right, thanks for calling.
That was a good insight to it, though.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Right on. I don't think it's a too personal of a question to ask and answer at all.
Why do you think some people do?
Do you think if
the answer is no, then it starts a huge argument?
I think that's part of it. I think even though their beliefs are that they don't want to get it done for whatever multitude of reasons, there's still a little bit of, you know, I think they know that there's going to be some judgment on the other side.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Do you think that anybody that has been vaccinated ever says it's too personal a question, though? Or do you think it's really only the people who haven't been would say?
No, I think it's a badge of honor for those that have been vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So you say yes. So anybody that says that there's
too personal.
Vaccinated people say it's too personal doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
I agree with this guy.
That was the best insight so far.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Is it too personal a question to ask if somebody's been vaccinated? KLOS, hello.
Hi. So Hi. I work in healthcare,
mm-hmm.
and I have something to say about the vaccine.
Yes, please.
You can, even if you have the vaccine, you can still spread it.
Yep.
So most people who are spreading it are actually vaccinated.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Those
people who aren't
those
vaccinated
two...
are getting sicker. So
those two statements do not equal each other, by the way. Just because you can spread it if you're vaccinated doesn't mean most people that
are
spreading it. That's just not true. Unvaccinated people are spreading it.
Yeah, not at the rate of
unvaccinated people are 97% of the people in the hospital.
Yeah.
Right, but she's saying that the people that are vaccinated are the ones giving it to the unvaccinated.
And I'm saying she doesn't have any idea if that's the case.
Well,
okay,
I don't know.
I work in a hospital.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
what
I know
do you do
case.
At a hospital?
What do I do at a hospital? Yeah. I'm an RN.
Yeah, no, I would lean towards that could very well be the case because people that are vaccinated already are no longer wearing their masks and they can still get it.
They can still get it and
pass it on.
Okay,
to, yes.
I understand what you're saying.
And they're assuming that they can walk around free
right.
as a bird
right.
and not cause any problems.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
Now, the people who are not vaccinated, that's on them who are not vaccinated.
Right, yes.
Yes. I understand.
And I agree. That's why one of the reasons I'm still wearing a mask is so I don't give it to people that haven't been vaccinated.
Give me 1 second to apologize. I understand. You're right.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, thank you for calling. He agrees.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Is it okay to ask people if they've been vaccinated is the question. You have a thought on that?
I agree with the nurse, and thank you for hanging up on the first dumbass. I'm former military. I've had a lot of that stuff, different stuff pumped into me. So my thought was, well, we got a serious problem right now, so why not?
Right, yes. I think a lot of it is distrust of the government, the world, blah, blah, blah.
And by the way, the government has done a lot of stuff to be distrusted.
Yes, but they're not going to poison people. They're not going to follow people. They don't have the technology to do it. It's too big a conspiracy theory. It's crazy.
Here's my conspiracy. They're not going to do another lockdown, so all the unvaccinated people just die.
I think that's true. I think you're right.
Yep.
I can see it.
All right, man. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Right on. Take
Bye.
Care.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. So I could get this vaccination thing resolved in 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah. How?
So I work at a place where if I've been vaccinated, I don't have to test.
Right.
So instead of these little quickie tests, you take those, you know, those sticks that look like about a yardstick with a big cotton ball.
Yep.
And every week, you got a test. And after about the third or fourth week, you have vaccines sitting there.
Right.
And after shoving that thing up their nose...
They'd be like, you know, this isn't so bad. I'm going to go with this vaccine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got an option.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Really, if they could put up with it for 4 weeks, they're such a badass. They're not going to. I don't worry about them getting sick anyway.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. That's a good way of doing
KLOS,
it.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I am totally vaccinated, proud of it, and I'm not afraid to show a QR code to say that I am.
Same.
Yeah.
Why do you think people are so upset about it?
I think partially they're upset about the fact that it's not approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
But once it is, they won't have that argument anymore.
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to say then.
I'm guessing about half or maybe a quarter of those will drop off and get the vaccine then. That's my guess.
Once it gets full approval?
Yeah, that's my guess.
I hope so.
We should start betting on this. We've been wasting time as the world ends. Thanks for calling.
Exactly. Yeah.
A couple nice quiet selections from Motley Crue and Twofer. KLOS Freeway. Yeah, always like the ballads, love songs. KLOS Freeride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
So you're in Ralph's, you're wandering around, and you're looking at food, and filling up your cart.
God, I thought I was at KLOS.
No, I'm saying this is a hypothetical.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you're, getting your groceries.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
And you look down the aisle, and there's a bear.
A black bear?
An actual black bear.
Oh, man.
In the Ralphs.
Where did this happen?
Porter Ranch.
Oh, up in north.
Yeah, where is that? Is it Simi Valley? No, it's a little...
No, it's a little, yeah.
East of Simi Valley?
Yeah, not too far off. Yeah.
A bear.
The five, yeah.
Also in a Walmart. It was just...
Really?
It was just picking stuff out. It was just going on a shopping
going
spree.
Going for honey. Please tell me it found some honey. Please. It had a little boo-boo bear.
I don't think it found anything, but listen to this story. It starts out with a woman who's... was actually in the Ralphs and saw it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm in my local Ralphs, and this happened.
She shows the bear.
Right.
New details about that bear sighting inside a Porter Ranch Ralphs over the weekend. Actress Tisha Campbell, who starred in the sitcom Martin, posted the sighting to her Instagram. Another person outside took these photos. Says she was at an ATM when she felt something sniffing her ankles.
All right, hold up. Man. No.
Standing
at wow.
And usually you're pretty good about sort of looking behind you, and they got the little mirrored thing in front of you.
Yeah, but you're not looking down.
You don't expect
a bear.
You don't know it's a bear, though. Your ankles are being sniffed.
You'd think a freaking chihuahua.
What a nightmare.
Or whatever. Yeah.
It's a bear.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
The bear reportedly got frightened and then ran into the Ralphs. It wandered inside a nearby Walmart where the California Department of Fish and Wildlife tranquilized it and relocated it to the Angeles.
They put it in the Kmart.
It was so...
They relocated it to
a different store in a different city.
Wow, you really got to keep your eyes open. I saw a video not too long ago. Grandpa sitting outside by the pool, and he's kind of passed out. And a bear comes up, checks out the pool, and then goes over to Grandpa, who's asleep, starts sniffing his foot.
Grandpa doesn't know yet?
No, he's asleep.
Oh, no.
And he's sniffing. The bear's sniffing his foot and then kind of turns around and walks off. And that's when Grandpa, fortunately, he didn't jump or scream or whatever. But, I mean... could have taken a bite out of crime, man.
They don't seem to attack.
No, they don't want to,
That bear was just wandering up and down the aisles it was really
cute.
Just needed to get some supplies for the weekend.
Yeah, clearly gonna get some Charmin.
Boo. Take that back right this second.
I never said a word.
All right. A factory worker had to have a nail removed from his scrotum.
Oh, come on.
After he accidentally shot himself with a nail gun.
Oh, that's not supposed to happen.
Well, of course not.
You're supposed to be able to put those things on people's naughty bits and boom, and it won't work.
He did it to himself.
On purpose?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
This is going weird.
He's a 27-year-old guy from Italy.
Oh.
And he was rushed to the hospital.
Sure.
But when doctors first looked at his...
bits.
Scrope.
Kibbles and bits.
They could not see any sign of the nail.
Oh, no. Did it?
Despite the fact that he was in obvious agony.
Right. Oh, my God.
There was no clear wound in his skin.
Whoa.
Forcing the doctors to use an ultrasound.
Oh, man.
Neurologist noticed a thin white line behind his right testicle and whisked him away for surgery in case it was the missing nail.
Off you go.
It was. The nail was stuck between the top of his testicle and his penis.
Top of the testicle and the penis.
And I'm trying to figure out if you're using a nail gun.
Yeah.
What position would you have to be in?
Right.
For the nail to not only go in, but disappear.
Yes. I mean, that's a long ways. And this should get like no blood? I mean, was there like no,
you I don't know. They said
see the,
they
couldn't see,
see
the wound.
Any wound?
Yeah, the entry
wound. So I guess not.
Yeah, it must have just wow.
But
those are bulls. That's from Arrested Development.
Is it possible at all that he was trying to do this? Because if he wasn't,
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Unless he's a big fan of Marilyn Manson.
I don't know how that happens.
I mean, he's going to know it's going to go on. I mean, you know, you see people do that occasionally, but usually they make quite a big show out of it. They're out there, you know, hey, everybody, watch this. I'm protesting something.
Sure, I'm going to.
You know.
I'd give anything to see video of this because he had to have been... At the very least, upside down.
Well, certainly afterwards.
No, I'm saying before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To get the angle that it would take for the nail gun.
How do you not hold one of those, especially away from said
carefully
region?
Carefully, agreed.
Yes, like insanely
you
carefully.
You have a gun that shoots nails. Keep it away from the junk. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
This is the weirdest part of the story.
Oh, no.
The nail was removed safely, and the man... was discharged from the hospital the next day.
Oh, my God. They just throw everybody out.
Next day.
Get out. You're done. You're fine.
I'd be sitting in there going, I'm not leaving.
No. And I'm certainly never going to play with one of those again. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that kind, what kind of pain is that? That's a little bit
That's
crazy.
What he would talk like after
yes,
he left.
I would think.
I shouldn't have shot myself with that nail gun.
So I hate this house now.
All right, so listen, we're going to do a topic that we do probably more often than any topic because it makes us laugh. Embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. Doesn't have to be...
nail gun into the scrotum.
Correct.
Doesn't have to be
doesn't
that.
Doesn't even have to be that region.
No, no. Actually, kind of prefer... No, I don't care.
I mean, it would be better if it was. But just embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself.
Mm.
And... You know, we've often talked about the emergency room now and how they've got the plexiglass up and they can't hear a word you say. What's wrong with you?
I shot my nail into my ball.
Yeah.
What? Everyone in the
you know, they're probably pretending not to be able to hear, too. They can probably read lips.
Oh, yeah, that's
watch
sure.
this. Say
it. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Everybody else in the emergency room has their phone up recording. This poor bastard.
Oh, my God.
All right, so you hurt yourself, and it was in a dumb, embarrassing way. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We started with a story of a man who shot himself in the junk with a nail gun. Which hurts just to say those words.
Yes.
So we're talking about embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way?
All the time.
Anything specific stand out?
Yeah.
Would you want to tell us?
Yes.
What's happening?
I don't know. Oh, that she hung up even.
Thanks for calling.
How odd.
KLOS, hello.
She hurt her brain.
Hello,
What?
I've got an answer for your how he shot himself in the testicle.
I mean, we weren't looking for an answer, but go ahead.
Yeah.
It probably ricocheted. It went through the edge of the board up and ricocheted.
Oh, ricocheted. Wow, I didn't think of that.
Oh, and then so for a few seconds, he probably had no idea what happened. You're like, where the hell did that
happen? I had a friend took two toenails off that way.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, nail guns aren't to be played with.
Yeah, I know myself well enough that I know
I never
have a nail gun.
Yeah, or even work with one.
Nope.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Very interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I just had a story of how I hurt myself in an embarrassing place.
Yes, please. That's what we're looking for.
Yep, so when I was about 10 or 12, I was riding my bike back east in the woods, coming home, and we had dinner at 6 o'clock or else you got in trouble.
Sure.
So I was riding, and my seat kept coming loose, and pretty soon the seat fell off. And so I said, damn it, I just went ahead and threw the seat on the handlebars, kept riding home. I went over a little jump out in the woods, and the seat post went right through and hit me in the sack.
Oh!
And so I got home, and two of my mom's sisters were nuns, and they were over, and they're sitting at the kitchen table with dad and mom, and I went in the house, and I went upstairs, I went in the bathroom and checked myself, and sure enough, I was bleeding, so I went to my older brother, I said, bro, what should I do? He said, you gotta tell dad, so I said, hey, Dad, can you come here? So
no, come down here, son. You come down here.
Yeah, show the nuns.
Dad said, let's go to the hospital. So we went downstairs and said, we're going to get ice cream. We went out for about 2 hours. I got 4 stitches in my scrotum, and I was glad not to be a soprano.
Oh, dear Lord.
Wow, that's super cool of your dad to not embarrass you. I mean, my dad would have held me by the hair and go, look at this. Look what the kid did.
Look at the idiot.
The nun still never knew.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, please. He told them in great detail.
Showed them pictures. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955. You know, during the pandemic, when it was really everything shut down, we were doing this thing here on KLOS where we're sort of like binging bands.
Right.
We just play like almost an hour of Van Halen or whatever.
Because no one was listening.
Exactly. Everybody was like, whatever, man. And I could totally do just a really long binge of Soundgarden. Absolutely one of my favorite bands.
Same.
Just heavy, heavy rock.
So by the way, another one of my favorite guitarists, Tom Morello, is going to be joining Matt Pinfield Sunday night.
That's right. Part 2 of the interview with Matt this Sunday night.
New and approved on Sunday
that
night.
That is awesome. 8 o'clock starts with Matt Pinfield here on KLOS.
We are talking about funny ways that you hurt yourself. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, or horrifying.
You have a story like that?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
It's going well. You hurt yourself in an embarrassing way?
Yeah, man. I was playing in my dad's garage, and there was like this spray. It was tar that you would put under the hood of your car.
Right.
Anyway, so I go to spray it, and it sprays in my face.
Oh, God.
It
wow.
Was like black tar.
Oh.
Anyways, so my dad takes me to the emergency room, and then there's people in there all jacked up, you know, with broken arms, broken legs.
Yep.
And, dude,
you're coming in with blackface. That's not cool.
That's offensive.
Everybody in the entire emergency room just breaks out laughing. And I'm just a kid.
You're like, damn it, man, come on.
Wait, how old of a kid were you?
Oh, God, I was probably like 7 or
something. That's so embarrassing to be laughed at like that in an emergency room.
Did it get in your eyes?
No, thankfully, my eyes shut.
Yeah.
But I just sat there staring at the ground the whole time.
Sure.
I could hear everybody laughing. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's perfect, man. Thanks for calling. Thank you. It's amazing kids survive.
Isn't it?
Just get through it at all. Hello, KLOS.
Okay, so my best friend's a construction worker. He got a breakfast burrito off the lunch truck, so he all of a sudden got cruise into the porta potty, got chowed on his sack, dude, by a black widow.
Okay. Oh, all right, you're straying into Kevin's territory
that's
here.
That's a great story. Thanks for calling. We gotta go.
Wait, man, what happened then?
We gotta go. Bye.
So a black widow bit his scrotum, and then?
He,
Kevin,
working,
take those fingers out of your ears. Listen closely.
Out
sure.
At work,
no!
Went to the hospital.
I'm trying to make it worse, because Kevin is actually plugging his ears right now. Yeah?
It was bad, dude. I mean, oh, dude, he couldn't walk.
Oh,
like,
man, that's horrifying. That is horrifying.
Is that guy done yet?
Yes, it's all done. Kevin's good. Okay, thanks for calling, man. That was horrifying. I'm going to replay it for you. I'm going to call your voicemail every day from now on and play it.
I would throw
you
up.
Yeah, no kidding.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for us to
vamoose. Jet. Skate.
No, recap.
Oh, recap.
What we learned today.
Oh, nice.
Soon you can get Mountain Dew with alcohol. In case Mountain Dew's too healthy for you. You're going to add alcohol to it before long.
Yeah, slow you down and wake your ass up.
It's all right to ask most people if they're vaccinated.
Right, under the right conditions. I guess running up to someone going, hey, are you vaccinated?
However, some people will get very mad at you, we found out. Don't shoot yourself in the balls with a nail gun.
Turns out that's a bad idea.
That seems like isn't good.
I guess.
Even if it ricochets, dude. It might be time just to put yourself out of your misery.
Maybe do it now before.
And if you see a bear in a Ralph's in Southern California, leave him alone. He's just doing some shopping. A Ralph's or what was the other store?
Walmart?
Walmart.
Yeah.
Just picking up supplies for the weekend. Just leave him alone. He'll wander on by and you'll be fine.
And get himself a kegger and all is well.
All right. That's it for us.
I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. What about you?
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Wheels of Fire from Cream hit the number one spot on the U.S. album chart. When was the last time you rode the Magic Bus? It was on this day in rock in 1968 when The Who released Magic Bus. Red Hot Chili Peppers released their self-titled debut album on this day in rock in 1984.